In the Netflix teen drama, Never Have I Ever, Devi Vishwakumar is thirsty for boys.
Buckle up for some steamy teen romance.
Devi has two main love interests. There's her academic rival, the nerd, Ben Gross.
You shouldn't wear so much makeup. It'll collect on your mustache.
At least I can grow a mustache.
My doctor says any day now.
And then there's the hot guy, the popular star athlete Paxton Hall Yoshida.
So, should we dance?
Yeah. Okay.
The show, created by Mindy Kaling, is wrapping up its fourth and final season. Devi is played by Maitreyi Ramakrishnan. She says she responded to an open casting call, competed against 15,000 other people, and somehow landed her first major acting role.
I basically was, you know, in high school, I was just living my life as a regular high school grade 12 kid does. And my best friend found this tweet from Mindy saying, hey, like, everyone audition for my show, please. But in all honesty, I didn't do the tape and make the video and send it in because I thought I had a chance or because I was, you know, very determined to get the role. I truly did it just because I wanted to hang out with my best friend.
No. You guys were in the library?
Yes, we were in the library community center. Yeah, the community center library because
I love that.
We are both brown and we have very big families that are very loud and we don't have a lot of blank wall space.
Oh. So let's talk about the show. Over the last three seasons, we have watched your character, Devi Vishwakumar, evolve. I think it is fair to say she's not the same Devi that we met freshman year of high school. How would you describe her growth?
She has definitely grown as a young woman and to being someone who recognizes, like, hey, I am not as great off as I think I am mentally, and I need to work on myself, which means, mm-hmm. you know, truly loving yourself and being able to be comfortable with your own silence. Now, in season 4, we see who this person is, and we've seen the result of all of her mistakes come in the form of, okay, I need to be better to not just myself, but my friends and my family and, you know, my loved ones.
Mm-hmm. I imagine you personally do identify with some aspects of Devi's character, though I hope not all, because I'll be honest, she's kind of unlikable in some way. She's a little bit of a narcissist.
Oh, yeah. She's kind of a lot. I definitely, though, do relate to Devi in the ways that make her very human and are in the ways that a lot of people relate to her. Just when it comes to that self-love journey, when it comes to acknowledging the insecurities that we have and acknowledging, like, hey, I feel a lot and I have a lot of emotions and sometimes I don't know what to do with them and I kind of freak out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just all those ways that even if you're not a young brown woman watching the show, you still see yourself in Devi because she is kind of the ultimate mirror of our own insecurities and judgments.
So one of the most interesting aspects of the show to me has been the mother-daughter relationship. Part of why, mm-hmm. I will say candidly, I love this show is that I never saw a teenage show like this growing up, right? With the brown girl
yeah.
as the main star. But also, I just think the mother-daughter relationship on screen is something we don't often see, right? Like, Devi is this headstrong teenager dealing with this strict South Asian mom, and it feels like they're constantly talking past one another.
Andrew here was just thinking of buying Dad's old moped.
What? You can't sell it? I'm almost 16. I could drive it.
Sure. Then every year I can go leave flowers on the part of the highway where you died in a horrible accident.
But it's Dad's. He wouldn't want you to sell it to a discount Luke Wilson.
Dad's not here. It's my call.
Mom, you're being such a...
Yeah, you better go to your room before I give you a smack!
You're laughing, but those moments are so much a part of the show,
right? I'm totally
right?
laughing. Why wouldn't you laugh at that? And so, first of all, I remember praying that, like, at some point, Devi was going to be able to ride the moped. Yeah, that never happened.
Well, we haven't
Whatever.
Seen season
four, I don't care.
But tell me about this dynamic between Devi and her mom, because parts of it felt relatable, but parts of it are also really distinct to what she's going through because she lost her dad.
100%. Especially the dynamic between the two of them, I think perfectly encapsulates a story of a young girl who is growing up in a coming-of-age story alongside her mother who is figuring out how to parent and is a work in progress, right? Nalini is not at all by any means perfect, and she knows that. and she's still trying to figure it out. And I think that's very, very much so a relatable dynamic between any parent and their child, because, you know, that seems like how it works. Yeah. I mean, my parents aren't perfect. I will never forget, like, the first time I saw my parents cry. I was like, whoa, you can do that? Mm-hmm. That's weird. Why are you, like, sad? Mm-hmm. You're supposed to just know what to do. And it's, you have that moment in your life when you recognize, oh, wow, my parents aren't perfect. Oh, no. They're kind of just winging it.
Yeah. You know, I found myself, as the season went on, really rooting for them to figure this all out. And rooting for, I will say, Davy, even though I said earlier, and I stand by this, she's kind of unlikable, she is kind of mean, but I still am rooting for her.
I think, like, I totally get it. There's times where I question the choices that she makes and am legitimately worried about how redeemable her character can be at times. But then I also, remember she's literally a child. We have to remember she's 15. Mm. She's 15 years old and she lost her dad. Like, that is something, her dad, who was also her, like, best friend. That is something just absolutely horrible for any child or any person to go through. So I also found myself rooting for Nalini and Davy because you want them to understand each other, because who else do they have? It's so special when you can have an amazing relationship with your parent, because it's definitely a blessing.
In real life, would you be Team Paxton or Team Ben?
I'm Team definitely Davy. Team let the young woman figure herself out, you know?
So that is the character you identify with the most, you think? Or the one you'd be rooting for the most in real life?
100%. Because, I mean, it is kind of like a unfair question in the sense that, like, not even that it was because I played Davy, but rather because, I mean, she is the center of the show, so she does get, like, the most character arc.
Mm-hmm.
But yet again, her messiness, it's very real. We all have experienced the emotions that she has. Sure, have we gone about it in the same ways? No. But Davy's jealousy, we've been there. Davy's rage, we've been there. All of her insecurities, not feeling confident, not feeling pretty enough, not feeling like she's just enough. We've been there. At least I know I have.
Maitreyi Ramakrishnan is the star of the Netflix show Never Have I Ever. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat.
Thank you.